بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، last time we covered four styles of discontinuity in the chain of narration. Who can count for me those four styles?
Munqati'.
You can say it in English if you don't say it.
The other two are the one with the missing link, and
the beginning of the chain of narration, and the last one in the missing link is at the end of the chain of narration. We're going to start our new lesson, and now we're going to talk about what is known as tadliq. Take here with an connecting the chain without hearing is tadliq, come to blame. Also, dropping the weak, disguising the reporter, but scholars of hadith uncovered the paper. Those two lines talk about the issue of tadliq. Linguistically, tadliq means to hide the defect. Linguistically, tadliq means to hide a defect. However, in connection to the technical meaning of this word tadliq, as far as the science of hadith, which could be one of three things. The first one that we want to talk about is what is known as tadliq at-tasliya. Tadliq at-tasliya takes place when one of the reporters of the hadith, in his effort to enhance the chain of narration, drop from the chain of narration those reporters who are weak. Thus, the chain of narration will appear to include everybody who is sick.
An example of that, and this is an imaginary example. Imagine we have a chain of narration that a person by Waleed and Ahmed and Adiyah and Yali So imagine that the real person is weak. Can he not be a weak reporter of hadith? So when he is narrating the shape of narration, or when Ahmad is narrating the shape of narration, Ahmad will say he will report the hadith directly according to knowledge, kicking this weak joke. Thus, a person who hears the shape of narration will hear all the meanings of those who are trustworthy. Thus the chain of narration will be enhanced by eliminating from it the weak reporter.
when a person is reporting that. This is known as Sanjeev Asafiya. A famous reporter who used to do that is by the name of Fakhrija. This individual was known to me to be a Sanjeev. But this person was considered to be a weak reporter. Another person who was known to make the least attempt yet is Al-Walid bin Muslim. So imagine this person who became Al-Walid bin Muslim. He narrated the report as the one who received the report from the potential reporter is a weak individual. But the one who is higher than him is a stronger reporter, and the one who is higher is a stronger reporter. So everybody in the camp of there is only except one. In this way, when he is in the course of the narration that he will shift this link, which is weak, in order to enhance the shame of the world. This is called as the weak assessment. The other type of the weak is called the weak and the weak. Tidy the report. And that is when a person is known by a certain name. Then when a reporter is reporting a shape of his account, will refer to a certain shape by another meaning that he was not known by the name. Thus, the shape will be somewhat disguised. So we give you a idea of name. Imagine that there is a person known by Mas'ud, that person is known by Mas'ud, everybody known as Mas'ud. But he has a daughter, and his daughter is named Khawla. Imagine what it is. A person refers to this Mas'ud person, to this Mas'ud, by Abu Khawla, the father of Khawla. People will not think who is this person because he knows him as Abu. He's known by Mas'ud. So when a reporter refers to another reporter by name, which that reporter is not known by, this is called the name as she is. An example of that is ما رواه أبو بكر بن مجاهد فقال حدثنا عبد الله ابن عبد الله وهو معروف بأبي بكر ابن أبي داود وعبد الله بن أبي داود ولم يعرف بعبد الله ابن أبي عبد الله. An example of Hadith issue is what was narrated by Abu Bakr bin Mujahid. Abu Bakr bin Mujahid said, I was told by Abdullah ibn Abi Abdullah. I was told by Abdullah ibn Abi Abdullah. This reference to this individual, Abdullah ibn Abi Abdullah, does not identify the person with a clarity, because he was not known by this name, Abdullah, by Ibn Abi Abdullah. But rather he was known by Abu Bakr Ibn Abi Dawood, or Abdullah Ibn Abi Dawood. Those are the two names that people know him by. So when he was referenced by a third name, which he was not known by, he was Khan. And this is what we refer to. And this is a type of tajid. But this tajid does not have a bearing on the authenticity of the hadith, because it's the same person. But it will make it difficult for a person who is researching the authenticity of the hadith to find out who is that person. Clear? What is not clear? When, what is your name? Abdul Rahman. Are you known by another name? What is your other name that Yaqeed? In this community, imagine you are known by Abdul Rahman. If I say Abdul Rahman told me he was coming to the Fajr prayer, and then I say Taqeedin told me he was coming to a Fajr prayer, people will think I'm talking about two people. But in actuality, I'm talking about one person, but this person is known by a famous name, and this person has another name, but he's not known by this name. So when I use a name that you are not known by, I'm disguising your identity, but the person is one. Thus, an investigator, a scholar of the hadith, when they want to investigate and to examine the authenticity of the hadith, they start by examining the chain of narration. The reporters of the hadith, they are known by their most famous name. When one of those reporters is referred to by a name by which he's not very famous, that will make it more difficult for the researcher of the hadith to figure out who the individual was. The third type of tadlis is called tadlis al-ithnan. Before we go into the tadlis of al-isnad, we have told you that the recipient reporter links himself to the dispenser reporter with some expression. Sometimes this expression is أخبرني. I was informed. Or أخبرنا. We were informed. This expression clearly say that the person who is the recipient reporter has heard the dispensary report. Another expression that ties the recipient reporter to the dispensary reporter is I heard, سمعت, or حدثنا, he told us. Those statements clearly indicate that the recipient reporter has heard the hadith from the dispensary reporter. Now we look to this recipient reporter who says حدثنا. If he is a thiqa, we believe him. If he's not a thiqa, we examine why he is not a thiqa. If he is not a thiqa because he is not adil, then we do not believe his claim when he is saying حدثنا, because he might be lying. And if he is not doubted, he might have forgot who told him what. Also, we do not count on his information. But if this recipient reporter is thiqa and says so and so told us, we believe his claim. Clear up to now? Now, there are some expressions that could indicate a person heard the statement personally and directly from the dispensary reporter, and it could imply that there was a link, another link in between them. An example of that is the word عن. عن means could be translated as according to. So if we have a reporter who is thiqa, now we're going to pick a name. شعبة بن الحجاج. He is a thiqa reporter. If شعبة بن الحجاج says عن so and so, then this عن, even though it could mean that شعبة بن الحجاج did not hear it directly, but we discount this possibility and we stay with the possibility that شعبة بن الحجاج personally and directly heard the phrase from the person to whom he is attributed to. Now, there are some reporters who are classified as thiqa, yet they are classified as mudallis. Mudallis is derived from tadlis, which means they might attribute a statement to a reporter in a way that suggests to the listener that they've heard it from this individual, but in reality they have not. In doing so, they're not committing a lie, they are committing tadlis. We must be asking ourselves, why are they doing that? There are several reasons. One of them is, at that time, I see a political reason, that the reporter from whom they've heard the hadith was wanted. So they did not want to say his name. So they used tadlis by skipping him, I report him directly from the one who is on top of him. Or the one who they heard the hadith from is young and they are old. And if they say his name, maybe the hadith will not be given weight. That's some of the reasons. But nevertheless, the grief is not something that should be done. So when this mudallis, who reports an account with the word al, this account, this reporting, should not be classified as connected. Because it may be that he did not hear directly from that individual, but rather heard it from another individual, but this individual was concealed with the word an. I'll give you an example. Now, to my right, sitting Abd al-Rahman. Right?
Yeah.
And to your right, sitting Abu Zahir. Correct? Now I want Abu Zahira to tell Abd al-Rahman a statement. No, open it. Now I want you to tell me that. Tell me.
Abu Zahira said it.
Now if I come to you and I say to you, according to Abu Zahira, the pen is black. I suggest to you that I've heard it directly from Abu Zahira, but the fact that I heard it through Abd al-Rahman. But when I say that, I did not commit an act of lying, because the word an does not only mean personally and directly that the person heard it from this individual, from the individual to whom that statement was attributed. Similarly, if I say, Abu Zahira said, the pen is black. Does that mean I've heard it? I could suggest to you that I've heard it, and that is al-Basri. When the name, his name is included in a chain of narration. If he narrates an account with the expression an, his narration is not accepted because he is mujallad. But if he says I've heard, his narration is accepted because he is fiqh. So now we have covered the three types of tadlis. Tadlis at-tasmiyah, and that is when a person skips those who are weak from the chain of narration in order to enhance the appearance of that chain of narration. We have tadlis al-shuyukh, which is disguising the identity of a certain reporter by referring to him by an unknown name. And thirdly, we have tadlis al-isnad, and that is when the recipient reporter attribute the statement to what appears to be a dispensable reporter in an expression that might be understood that the recipient should also heard it directly, or it could be through another loop. Any question?
What about those people who need to be by disguising the shape of the name that his name is not known by, but another person is known by the name? Now,
that has been done, and this is when this has a bearing on the authenticity, but our referring does not have a bearing on the authenticity when it refers to a person, when a person is not known by that name, thus making it difficult for the researcher to find out this person. But like Aqiyya al-Awd, Aqiyya his name is one of the sources of the hadith, used to refer to another weak reporter by the name of Abi Sa'id. And also, this reporter has cast with Abi Sa'id al-Khudri for 2 days. And then he used to report according to a weak authority on the hadith. But this weak authority was known as, he named him Abu Sa'id. So he used to sit and say, Abu Sa'id told us, and Abu Sa'id told us, and people were saying he's talking about the companion, but in actuality he was talking about this reporter, that he is describing his identity by referring to him to a name that the people is confusing by the name of the companion. No. That would be the reach. That would fall into the reach of the shiur for him. Next But it could be made with the word an. An. An.
Sami'tu.
If a person says sami'tu and he did not hear, he is lying. Flat out lying. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وجه التدليس من رشدك عبد الرحمن.
تدليس من رشدك من
What does tajweed mean in reference to the science of hadith?
Mm-hmm.
What are the three types of tadlis?
Tadlis al-Tasriya, Tadlis al-Tadlis, Tadlis al-Islam.
Tadlis al-Islam. Can you tell me what is Tadlis al-Shiyuk?
Tadlis al-Shiyuk is when scholar disguises the name is another name is used for a scholar other than the name that is known by.
Can you give us an example that we used last time?
We have the game when the reporter is that with Saeed and Kobe. We were saying, An Saeed, An Ali Saeed, An Ali Saeed. But now as well, we were talking about another Ali Saeed.
But this is not exactly the title, this is a tadlis, true. This falls under the category of the belief because he suggested to you something other than what he meant. This guy whose name is Atiyya al-Awfi, he sat with Abi Sa'id al-Khudri for 2 days, but he made an expression to himself that he named another reporter who is weak. His name, his real name is Al-Kalbi. He named him Abu Sa'id, and then he started referring to him as Abu Sa'id. So this is a different individual altogether. When we're talking about the group of Shiuch, we're talking about the same individual that you refer to him by a name that is not known by. For example, if I name you within my own knowledge, if I name you Abdul Rahman, and then everything you tell me, I go and tell him, Abdul Rahman told me, and Abdul Rahman told me. He will take Abdul Rahman who he knows, but I'm referring to you. So it's a totally different individual. But you are known to be as Abu Bahir. And then if I say, today I saw Abu Bahira and also Ronald Smith, they will think they are two different people. Well, I start referring to you as Ronald Smith, and people don't know you by this name, then this is the disguising of you. But I refer to you by a name that is a true name of yours. I'm not making it up. True names of yours, but you're not known by it. You see the difference? So what is the example that we use in the... No, I use the true example. That Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid, he used to say, it was said to us by Abdullah ibn Abdullah. This Abdullah ibn Abi Abdullah is not known by this name. He was known by Abi Bakr ibn Abi Dawood or Abdullah ibn Abi Dawood. He was not known by Abdullah ibn Abi Abdullah. What is Tadlis al-Taswiyah? Very good. What is Tadlis al-Isnad?
That's when the reporter reports on a person who lived in the same time as him, and you might have sat and heard from him. He actually didn't hear that report from him, but he's using an expression that may imply that he heard from him or may imply that he didn't.
Like, what is the expression?
An.
Can you tell me a name of... Does that make a person outside the classification of a shifa?
No.
No?
No.
Can you give me an example?
Like a husband and brother.
Yeah.
He just said it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when he uses the word an, then his narration is not accepted.
Mm-hmm.
But if he uses a shabdeta now or a still now, then his narration is accepted.
Cool. Now we're going to move to another point concerning the hadith. Ash-Shaz, by the trusted it was transmitted, opposing those who are more trusted. Shaz can linguistically mean, or translation of Shaz, to be irregular. Shuzud is irregularity. Something is given the classification as shaz when a report is reported by a trustworthy individual, and that same report is reported by other trustworthy individual, but the report of the first one opposes the report of the other one. Since the other ones are more trusty due to the fact they are more in number, or due to the fact that their memorization skill is higher, then that which was reported by the trusted opposing the reports of those who are more trusted is considered to be irregular. So from here we know the condition of something to be shaz. It's not only a mere addition or a mere piece of information that is added, but rather this addition opposes the report of those reporters who are more trusted than that one individual. This portion. And that the second condition, those who did not report the additional information are more trusted than the one who did. And they can be more trusted due to their number or due to their memorization ability. And this shuzud may take place in reference to the chain of narration, or might take place in reference to the metin, the text. Metin means the text. Sanad means chain of narration. So shuzud might take place in reference to the sanad or in reference to the chain of narration. No, that's a mistake. The shuzud might take place in reference to the sanad, which is the chain of narration, or the metin, which is the text. So it might be the case that when everyone who is involved in the chain of narration reports this hadith and to be marfu'. You know what marfu' means? Marfu' means attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mawquf means attributed to the companion. So it might be the case everyone who is in the chain of narration attributed that report to the companion, which makes it mawquf. But only one of them attributed that same report to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this one reporter who attributed this report to the Prophet, opposing all others who only attributed to the companion, that must be considered shad. It may be or it may be not based on other evidences that support the circumstance. Or the shuzud must refer to the text, to the matin of al-hadith. It was narrated in Sahih Muslim, hadith 220. And in the brief of Muslim, 101, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, 70,000 min ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah min ghayri hisabin wala azab. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, who are those people? He said, according to what is present in Sahih Muslim, الذين لا يرقون ولا يسترقون ولا يتطيرون ولا يكتوون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. According to that report, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked, or when he said 70,000 of my nation will enter paradise without reckoning or without any punishment, and then when he was asked, who are those people? He says, those who do not make ruqya, nor they seek ruqya, nor they categorize themselves, nor they practice superstition, and they depend on their Lord. This word, they do not make ruqya, is irregular, shadha. Because one person was singled out by narrating this expression, this word, only one person amongst the rest of the reporters. And that person was Sa'id bin Mansur. Sa'id bin Mansur is thiqa, but he added this piece of information and the rest of the reporters did not include this piece of information. Thus, we say this addition is irregular, because those who are more trusted did not transmit to us this piece of information which he was singled out and reported. And also from examining this piece of addition, we find that it opposes other aspects of our religion. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used himself to make ruqya for himself and for others. So does that mean the Prophet is discounted from being included of entering paradise without any punishment and without any reckoning? The answer, of course, will be no. So since the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ruqya, then we say that the definition or the description of those people to be not making ruqya cannot be true, based on the fact that the Prophet made ruqya and he taught us how to make ruqya. So it cannot teach us something that will discount us from going to paradise to be from those 70,000 people. So this is why this is considered to be shadha. I stop at this point, inshallah, because I have other things I need to attend to tomorrow. And if you have any questions, we can حسنا إن شاء الله تعالى. Ruqya is the incantation. When a person reads the prayer to receive protection from Allah or to be healed from certain, you know, sicknesses or illness.
And here's what Umar said. He's saying how all these people can attribute this narration to be patient. The one person attributed to be a fool.
Mm-hmm.
And this person who attributed it to be a fool, it has to be from amongst the death, the cabin. That's what you have to be cabin, right? So if you were the companion, then you would accept them.
No, it does not have to be a cabin. The man who attributed
it? Right, because but in that hadith, in that itself, would be worse.
No. Anyone in a chain of narration who is involved in a shaykh meeting, at a certain time when the shaykh is teaching his students, he might, the shaykh tells the students, the chain of reporters, to go all the way to the companion. And when the students are reporting this account, all of them say and they mention the name of their shaykh all the way up to the name of their companion. But one student, for one reason or another, takes it all the way up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus he will be irregular in reference to the rest of the students. So if we, I'm here, I say to you, tomorrow, next week's lesson is after Maghrib. So everybody goes and say next week, lesson is after Maghrib, except you, say no, he said after Asr. Then, if they are Sikha, and you are Sikha, but they are more than you in number, you will be sad in reference to them. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. What is the definition of a hadith that is classified as shad? Irregular. But what is the definition? Shad means irregular. Shoot. Were you here last time? It says the shad by the trust that it was transmitted, upholding those who are more trusted. Do you remember an example he gave you last time about something that was shad? I'm going to skip the discussion, but next time we need to discuss that the entire shad subject. We think shad is by the first that it was transmitted opposing those who are more trusted. And today we're going to talk about something that is called ziyadatu thiqa. Ziyadatu thiqa. An addition that comes by a trusted person. This is very related to the issue of shad. Because shad, it's something that was added by a trusted, but this addition is labeled as irregular in respect to the report of the other reporters. But sometimes this addition is not labeled as shad. But if we accept it and take it into, and if we take it into consideration, and that takes place, if the extra information does not oppose the report of other reporters, then the addition is accepted and called ziyadatu thiqah. An example of that. It was narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. تفرد أبو مالك سعد بن طارق الأسجعي بزيادة وتربتها طهوراً. الربعي بن حراش عن حذيفة عن النبي. This report states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the earth was made for me as a place for prostration and as means for purification. For this statement, there was an addition. And this addition came through a reporter by the name of Abu Malik. This Abu Malik added the word, and it is stolen a mean of purification. So it says, the earth was made for me as a place for prostration, and its soil as a means for purification. This addition that came through the reporter whose name is Abu Malik, according to another reporter by the name of Rib'i bin Hirash, according to another reporter by the name of Hudayfa, who is the companion of the Prophet, according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This extra word, extra, is accepted to be the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's not given the label to be shaz. And the reason for which it's not giving the label to be shaz, and the reason for which it is accepted, because it does not oppose the message or the statement that was reported by other reporters. So we consider it as the addition, the extra information that came to us from Tiqa. Now we want to move to another classification in the hadith. It says, Al-Munkar, by the week it was transmitted, opposing the narration of the Prophet. Something is labeled as Munkar when the following happens. And that is, the scenario of this situation goes as follows. A trusted person narrating a chant. Then a weak person. What do you mean by weak? He does not have good memory. He is not bothered. He do not mean by weak he is sick or he, you know, cannot function wrong. But he means by weak, he is not bothered. he does not have strong memory. So when that person who is weak reports an account opposing the narration and the reporting of the Prophet, when that takes place, we label, the scholars of hadith label, the narration of that weak is reported to be munkar. So we have now two things that are similar. When the trusted reports an account opposing those who are more trusted, the scholars of the hadith label the narration of the trusted to be sham. And when the weak narrates an account opposing those who are trusted, then the scholars of the hadith label this report of the weak report to be moved. Now we're going to variation. To verify or to reach any conciliation. Can you say?
Translated with great variation to verify or to reach any conciliation.
So what does that mean? When there is several reporters reporting an account, and those reporters, all of them are shikha. You know what shikha means? All of them are shikha. But they report this account differently. And they report this account in various ways. And the variation in the reporting cannot be reconciliated, and you cannot give way to one over the other. Because why? If you were able to give way for one more than the other, the one who is given way more is considered to be the statement of the Prophet, and the one who is given way less is considered as shad, rugged. But when you cannot share it and give way to one over the other, nor you can bring those different reports and different ways of reporting to any reconciliation, then we give that reporting the label of مُقْفَرِد. مُقْفَرِد in Arabic means chaotic. So we say this reporting is chaotic. And this label, مُقْفَرِد, could take place for chaotic or chaos that takes place in the sanad, which means the chain of reporting, or in the metan, which means the text. I'll give you an example that is related to the chain of narration. And that is what has been mentioned by Al-Suyuti, who is a scholar of hadith, in one of his books by the name Tajrib al-Rawi. It was said, Hadith Abu Bakr, أنه قال, يا رسول الله,